May 16th, 1993, 25 days of year 5753, Chicago, Illinois, Hesper for Rav HaGoyen, Rav Yeshu Ber Soloveitchik, Tefillin Tzaddik of Rocha, at the congregation Bnei Ruve, the Merida Asra Rav Asher Schusterman will serve as the master of ceremonies, to be followed by Rav Goldman, Zkan HaRabbanim of Chicago, to be followed by Rav Gedalia Schwartz, who will deliver the Hesped, the name of Chicago Rabbinical Council, Rav Gedalia Schwartz, Rachel Bezin of the Bezin of Chicago, and Rachel Bezin of the Bezin Shalom America, to be followed by Rabbi Alan Abramson, the Rav of the Martyr Congregation, to be followed by Rav Agon, the Baron Soloveitchik, the Rosh Yeshiva of Brisk, to be followed by Rabbi Joseph Dietcher, who will deliver the Haskorah.
Comes forward in his Koheles whom the left us, it is better to go to the home of Abel. There is mourning, so that the Hachayim tain aliva, so that the living shall give unto their heart. This then becomes the thinking of the Cheshbon HaNefesh that is incumbent upon each and every one of us at all times. More so that should be aroused and inspired and motivated when we come together at Beis Avel. And the Beis Avel would be a shleishim as this, especially when it is a shleishim for a godel shebigdelim, a ga'an ha-ga'inim, recognized throughout the entire Torah world. Harav Rabbi Yisrael Dev Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, one who had an impact upon thousands of Talmidim, and the Mela upon tens of thousands of Balabatim. And the COVID that we give this morning is not only what's going to be said about him, but also what we take unto ourselves, the Hachayit in Aliva, so that the living should give unto their hearts, our own Cheshbon HaNefesh, so that we take inspiration in our daily lives. I saw Medrash, I utilized that the other evening at our own 97th dinner. I'd like to make a little diuk in the Medrash as well. It's a Medrash in yesterday's Sedra Bahar, a very brief Medrash, but a Medrash with an impact. A Medrash that you can glance over and not realize just what exactly is Hillel HaGur telling us. The Medrash in Bahar mentions in just a few lines on the Pasuk of Beimu Nafshi Yish Chesed, one who conveys chesed, nafshe. Hillel HaZokn shehoya b'shosh shehoya nifter mitalmidov. The time that he went away from his talmidim, but when meaning he went away from his shir, hoya mahalich v'hilich ima, and they were escorting him and they were walking together. And this from the Medrash seems to have been a daily procedure. Omru le Talmidav, the Talmidav asked him, Rebbe lehechan atahelech, Rebbe, where are you going? Omru lehem, he said, Ligmel chesed im hoden achsanye begab beis. I want to be gemel chesed to the achsanoi, to my guest that's in my home. Omru le, so they said to him, Kol yeimo yisvacho achsanye. It seemed that this was a daily procedure. This is what we see from the Medrash, that every day, and he gave him the same answer daily. Every day you have a guest. Omer lehem, he said to them, yes. V'hodei nafshe, my nefesh, lavach senoi hi begat kufa. Is he not a guest in my home, in my booth? Yomadein hi hocha, lamocha leslecha. Today he's here, tomorrow he's not. So he's a guest. Brief medrash, a medrash goes part of this Cheshbon HaNefesh. Especially when we think in terms of what a godel has achieved and done. But from the Lashon HaMedrash would seem to be that it's an achsanoi daily. And by giving it that impetus, and giving it that emphasis, and giving it that underscore, when he said yes, because when they asked him, Kol Yerimo, is he a guest? Is it a guest that you have? Every day you have a guest in your home? And his answer is yes. The Nefesh is the guest in my home, in my goof. They hear tomorrow, who knows? But from that Lashna Saloi would give the impression and understanding that it wasn't a guest that you're accustomed to and you have him with you such so that you don't realize in you as much as neglect. It's the Lashna Chazal that is utilized in the Shema in Voyez Chaman, and Rashi mentions that Yud Komo Chadosha. Altihi, referring to the Shema, that it shouldn't be as a document as a mitzvah hamelech. It's an old document and we're so accustomed to it and it has so little value. And one that you constantly have, and in fact the Medrash in other spots doesn't hesitate to tell you that sometimes you have where the guest, after overstaying its stay, is no longer a guest. But when Hillel said and gave the impression, I'm coming home, Ligmor Chesed, I have a nefesh, he's a nachsenoi, he's my guest, a daily fresh guest, sensed daily, feeling every day this newness and the freshness of the nefesh in the body that has to be catered to. And this is the Cheshvan HaNefesh at this time as well. But as I mentioned, I really want to, if you will, set a bit of the tone, and the following will be giving forth one following after the other, by the Abramson Barov of the Anshi Motalev, with the Talmud in Muspach of the Rav, Rav Gedalia Schwartz, the Shabbesden of the CRC, the Chicago Rabbinical Council, with the Hesper, followed by Rosh Yeshiva Harav Hazorah with Aaron Soloveitchik, who will give the Hesper, as I've mentioned, not the Shir as was mistakenly quoted, who will give a Hesper, followed then by Rabbi Gitcha, a Talmud of the Rav, who will make the Bali Rav.
Thousands of shuls across the United States and Eretz Yisrael will be dedicating their Tikkun Leil Shavuos in memory of the Rav Zatzal, the auspices of the National Council of Young Israel, the Rabbinical Council of America, Yeshiva University, Rabbinic Alumni, and the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations of America. Packets of literature have been sent out dedicating the night of Shavuos to the Rav's Torah, to the Chachmas HaTorah of the Rav, and its Kiddushei Torah and Hashkofa. More appropriate time and a better way to perpetuate the Rav's memory, one would be hard-pressed to find. For Shavuos is a very unique chag. Like the Rav, symbolizes an important perspective on the Torah and the Masorah. Shavuos, unlike Sukkot and Pesach, has very little ritual. Sukkot has its Lulav and Esrog. Pesach has the Matzah and Moroh. But on Shavuos night, it is only Limud HaTorah that we as Jews are able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very direct link to the Chachmas Hashem and the Chachmas HaTorah. Indeed, even the name Shavuos, meaning weeks, appears as a yontif without a name and without an identity, because it is on Shavuos that our total identity is wrapped up in the Chachmas HaTorah and the Chachmas Hashem. This, I believe, is what Rav Yoshe Be'er Zatzal symbolized. The very unique relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that only the Rav could impart to his Talmidim, that only the Rav could symbolize not just on Shavuos, but every day of the year. Yoshe Be'er Zatzal expressed this ideal. And even as we learn in Atikah Me'el Shavuos, the Rav Zatzal represented this concept every single day of the year. Anyone who had the privilege to sit in the Rav Shir knows exactly of what I speak. I remember the first time that I had this chus to learn by the Rav, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Lechonin. A young student, one arrives with awe, nervousness, fear, and joy at reaching a level that most people never thought possible. And then, coming to Shir and see how Torah comes alive, to sit in the Rav Shir and to see how the Messiah, how Har Sinai becomes every aspect and every part of the Shir and every part of the Torah and every part of the Rav Zatzal. One could only be astounded by the intellectual greatness of the Rav, and even more importantly, how the Rav could transmit the Messiah. But the Rav would say, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai Messiah Yehoshua, that the most important aspect of the Torah is the Masorah, is giving it over from generation to generation. And when sitting in the Rav Shir, the Talmud could only be impressed by the fact that this was Har Sinai, this was Kabbalah HaTorah, this was Shavuos, all over again for every Talmud, for every person who had the schools to hear Torah from the Rav Zatzal. The Rav Shir, one could be sitting next to a Rosh Yeshiva from the Sefer Teretz Parish of Yerushalayim. One could be sitting next to a Magida, to someone who is a Magida Shir, and many of the finest yeshivas throughout the New York metropolitan area, visitors from Eretz Yisrael, visitors from all over the country, would sit in the Rav Shir, and one would feel the Kabbalah HaTorah and the Masorah being emanated from that very room where the Rav was giving Shir. In fact, those I've heard from many who used to go to the Rav Shiurim and the Moriah Shul, these were attended by the best, the brightest, the most sophisticated of New York Jewry, and they were most exhilarated. This was the most exhilarating hours of the week for some of the greatest and most accomplished professionals in Balabatim and Rabbanim in the New York metropolitan area on every Tuesday night. But this was Kabbalah HaTorah, so many Talmidim, so many Jews throughout the country. Indeed, the Rav himself, I believe, was transferred during these times of his Shiurim also into this concept of Kabbalah HaTorah and the Masorah. How can one possibly fathom the unbelievable superhuman schedule that the Rav would keep? I dare say I traveled with the Rav for 1 week, and before the end of the week I felt so emotionally drained, so physically exhausted, Rav would fly in from Boston on Tuesday, give shiur on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 3 hours, 4 hours at a time. Tuesday night, give a shiur at Moriah. Motzei Shabbos and Maimonides in Boston on Sunday morning again. Besides the taxing schedule of the Rabbinical Council of America, of answering shaylas, yomim v'layla, of speaking to the Talmidim at the yeshiva, Talmidim, and Rosh Yeshivas throughout all the yeshivas around the world. How could one possibly keep such a schedule? The Rav at my time when I was a Talmid was an old person already. And yet one can understand and realize what a Gadol Hador really is. Because when the Rav gave Torah, his youth emanated. The Kabbalah Sat Torah and Har Sinai totally permeated every part of the Rav's body. I can just conclude as follows. It's not just enough to be Maspid, the great intellectual giant of Yoshebir, because we mourn also for the great human being as well. Rav was a visionary. Rav is not just an intellectual encyclopedia. Rav was a great human being as well. I remember when he dedicated the Maimonides School on Philbrick Road in Brookline, Massachusetts. And the Rav was so proud. The Rav was so warm. He greeted all of the children at the school with such love and such warmth. One has to remember that the Rav came to Boston. It was an interesting city filled with intellectual stimulation, the home of Barton Latin School, Harvard University, MIT. The Rav showed the city of Boston that an all-day school could be started and could thrive and could flourish. In fact, under Rav's guidance, I believe that all yeshivas around the world flourished because the Rav showed the American community that even one so steeped in knowledge of the secular subjects but nevertheless understand that it is only Moshe Emes and Taroso Emes. And it was through the Rav that the city of Boston was transformed from a great intellectual city to a city of Torah and the Seirah. The Rav, I recall, was an even ardent supporter at that time of the Boston Lubavitch Yeshiva. I remember one evening there was a banquet in honor of the then principal, Rabbi Castell, Zecher Lebracha, has since passed away. And the Rav came to the Lubavitch Yeshiva banquet. That was the same night there was an RCA convention in the Catskill Mountains. And the Rav delayed the schedule of all the Rabbonim around the country to attend the banquet at the Boston Lubavitch Yeshiva because he had great hakara satov for the yeshiva in Boston. And he understood that through the yeshiva in Boston, the Boston Lubavitch Yeshiva, and together with Maimonides, the city of Boston could be transformed from one great intellectual stimulation to a Mokom Torah and a place where children could understand the Torah as well. Gemara tells us there was a Rabbi Yosef who was called Sinai. Indeed, we had the schus of having the Sinai in our midst. And as we are about to usher in the Chag HaShavuos, the Mekabel Torah, and the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, we are comforted by the fact that we also have an opportunity to continue to perpetuate the Masorah. For those of us who have the opportunity to learn by the Rav, for the thousands of others who are able to reach and understand the Rav's Torah, to the many others who had through the NCSY and through the OU, through the many other aspects of all the Talmidim, Guanado and Makarv, Yidden, wherever they were, Baruch Hashem, we are a better people for it. Another Sinai we have, even if we lost our Yoshev Yisrael of Beijing, because we have the Mesorah, we are comforted by that fact, this coming Shavuos. Vein Avshir Tzurura B'Tzor HaKayim, the soul of Yoshev Yisrael Tzal, bound in the bond.
Capacity, as was mentioned, as the Rabbezin of the Tribal Rabbinical Council, but both as a Talmud and a Musmuch of Rabbeinu Yosef Dei Halevi Soloveitchik, the Feinu Levava. In the introduction to the published works on Shas of his great-great-grandfather, the Nitzi Zal of Volozhin, there is printed a letter that Reb Chaim Berlin, the son of the Nitzi, wrote to a Talmud of Volozhin. The Talmud from Volozhin had asked, why is it that in all of the published works of the Nitzi that began to be published at that time, people were seeking different facts about the life of the Nitziv Zal, but toldos, or a biography, was not published. So the Chaim Berlin wrote, the letter is there right at the beginning of the Meremei Soda, said that the Nitziv, or Nidgehalten from the front, did not believe that this was a proper thing to memorialize or to be engaged in as far as the Gadol Yisroel was concerned. In fact, he said that the Chaim Berlin wrote that the Shuvos of the Kiva Eger Zal were considered almost like a Rishon by the Nitzi. They never went away from his table, and he was not interested in the Sipure Toldos of Rebbe Kiva Eger. He says the Torah, or what he stood for, or his personification of Torah, that was most important. And he even wrote so far that the Nitzi used to say that in the works of the Gaon Zal, of the Vilna Gaon, mentions many times that the Yetzer Hara is Mesa Nefesh in order that there should be people table. And one of the ways of doing that is by just talking about different incidents and so forth, rather than becoming steeped and engaged in the Torah or the Hashkofa of the Nifter. However, the Nitziv said to the Chaim Berlin, and he quotes that was a few days before he was Nifter, he said that there should be a Hesped. But after he passes on, there should be a Hesped, because even the Chazal required a Hesped. Quoted the Gemara in Shabbos, Duf Nun Gimel on the Beis, where Rav said to Rav Shila, Achim Bahespedoi, the Hosam Ki'inoi. Become warm, become filled with excitement in the time of my hesped, because I, my presence, will be standing there. Or Rav Ashi said to a sabdana, to a maspid, Ahu yema my oimer alei. On that day that I pass away, what are you going to say about me? So there has to be a hesped, and that's basically what we are here today. To be maspid, the loss of one of the daily Yisroel, a unique and remarkable and singular figure in the American Torah world, in this world of this past century. We can say that he sat astride the 20th century, to use a non-Jewish term, and elevated it to a certain degree, an extraordinary degree, in Habotzus HaTeva. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, after giving a long description of a story about Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, how he escaped from the government and so forth. And just to get to the gist of the statement, that after he was niftar, that Rabba Bar Nachmeni, this was Nofla Pisto Mishamaya Bepumpadisa, it seems that a document, a letter, fell down in Hashamayim Bepumpadisa, saying that Rabba Bar Nachmeni Nizbakesh B'Yeshiva Shomayla, he was sought after, or in the Yeshiva Shomayla, meaning that he had passed away, is Nofko Abaya the Rava, the Kula Rabbonim. Abaya and Rava and all of the Rabbonim went out, Lasuki Bay, went out to be Mesasek with the Nifter, and Lohava Yode Duchte. They didn't know where his place was. And then the Gemara relates that it was in an Adam, in a meadow, or sort of a swamp, and they found it because there were birds in a certain place that seemed to be hovering over that. But a question is asked, and the question is asked by the Baal HaKedah in Shah Nuntes. How come that they didn't know Lahava Yodei Duchte? Previous to that, the Gemara describes the escape route of Rabba Bar Nachmeni in a very exact fashion, from which town, from which city, which place. Basically, they knew where he was. So what does it mean, Rabba Yodei Duchte? So Baal HaKedah writes, it means that they did not know or were not able to really assess the madrega of godless of Rabba Bar Nachmeni. They didn't know into what place he fitted in the spiritual echelons of Gedele Yisroel. They didn't know how to assess such a God. And basically today, and as many have said it before, in reference to the loss of Barena the Rabbeinu the Rav Zal, is that we feel inadequate to adequately assess the godless, the madrega, the depth of his far-reaching Torah, his way of expounding it, and his hashkofas. The Rav himself wrote, and it's printed in the classic hesped that he made for the Gaon Reb Chaim Heller Zal, entitled Platus Sofreya. And he writes that in a hesped, when we are confronted with the loss of someone who was so great and so dear and so precious to us or to a community, to a klal, to klal Yisrael, that we attempt to build a bridge from this world, so to speak, to the next world, And in trying to build that bridge, it's really impossible to do that. But nevertheless, we are obligated to do this because of a sense of Avelis Belev, of the deep-rooted mournfulness that we feel at his loss, at the loss of this Gadol, and especially when we speak about the Rav himself. And the Rav used as an example that the Talmidim of Eliyahu HaNavi, as is described in Sefer Melachim, that after Olah HaShemayma B'Sara, after he had disappeared, gone to a celestial sphere, taken away from this world, that the Talmidim went for 3 days, Shleishi Yomim, for 3 days they sought, where is their master and their teacher, Eliyahu HaNavi? They sought him in the hills, the Horim of Egeos, in the hills and the valleys, and they could not find him. And to some extent, as much as we will speak and try to, for some type of description, we really will suffer from that sense of not being able to pinpoint or to focus directly on exactly what I was, what he was. But there are certain things that we must express. And in using some of the words of Chazal, we find that the Gemara in Meir Kotlin tells us, Ki noch nafshei de Reb Zeira, when Reb Zeira was nifter, the Pasach Havu Sabdon, a certain maspid, eulogized Reb Zeira, began, and he said, it's almost poetic, Eretz Shinar Hola Viola, the land of Shinar, Bavel, conceived and gave birth. Eretz Svi, which refers to Eretz Yisrael, Gidlor Shashua, raised or elevated its delight, Oy no lo omor rakos, woe unto it, said Rakos. Rakos is a name, another name for Tveria, that Tveria said, woe unto it. And there are those that are medagdek, as many maspidim in later centuries, amongst them the son of Naphtali, the son of the great Gaon Reb Mordechai Benet, in a hesped on his father, asked, why do we have such a redundancy in the word Ay no law? There is an emphasis on that word. Why not say Ay no Amra Rakash? What is the law in the possessive sort of sense express over here? And he tried to answer this with the oft-quoted Yerushalmi dealing with Hespedi. Yerushalmi in Brochus and Perik Beis Halacha Ches, where the Yerushalmi relates a story of another Hesped. And the Hesped had to do with one of the Amoroyim, Kadomach Reb Simon Bar Zvid. When Reb Simon Bar Zvid was Nifter, all Reb Lia the Iftualot, Reb Lia went probably up on the podium, on the bima, and made a Hesped. And he said, Dalad Vorim, there are four things, Tashmisher Shalom, that are of use in the world. And they, the very theme of Du Yesh Lehem Khalifa. If they get lost, you can find a replacement. And he quoted the Pasuk in Iyev of Ches, and the Pasuk includes, where it says, Ki Yesh Lekesef Meitzor, there is to silver a certain source, there is a mine for it. And also, as far as Zov, Amokam, Lazov, Yazuku, there's a place where gold can be molten, can be mined. Basel may offer Yukav, you can mine iron from the earth, and Evan Yitzhak Nechushi. And from certain stones, from certain places, you can pour forth copper. He says, Elo Hain Shaovdu, Yeshlem Klipa. All of these things, these metals, these valuable and most useful metals, even if they're lost, they can be replaced. But Talmud Chacham, Shemes, but a Talmud Chacham that was Nifter, Mi Mevi Lanu Kliposo, Mi Mevi Lanu Tmuroso. Who can bring his replacement, who can bring an exchange for the Talmud Chacham that's gone from us? And one of the Mefarshim of the Yerushalmi asks a very direct question, what seems to be a stira from Chazal. In the Yafei Mara, he asked, we have been assured by Chazal, both in the Medrash and in the Gemara and Kedushin, on the basis of the Pasuk, V'zorach HaShemesh Ubo HaShemesh. The Pasuk in Kehelos that the sun rises and the sun sets, that even if a Talmud Chacham, if a Gadol leaves the world, at that seeming moment when all seems to be dark and he has disappeared, there is born another Gadol. The Gemara in Kedushin says, B'yom Shemesh Reb Akiva, Noilad Rebbe. B'yom Shemesh Rebbe, Noilad Rab Yehuda. B'yom Shemesh Rab Yehuda, Neilad Rava, the Yom Shemesh Rava, Neilad Ravashi, and so on. This is a continuity of spiritual regeneration. When a Gadol leaves the world, there is a replacement somewhere. So why? It seems that the Yerushalmi contradicts this idea. And he says very briefly amongst various terutzim that there is no contradiction, because there's no question. When Chazal say that somewhere there is born a Gadol, there is a rising sun that will soon or within years shine upon the Torah world, nevertheless, the question is, what about that place where the Gadol was active and was Marbet's Torah? In that particular place, me maybe long lonu kaliposo, or me maybe lonu tmurosa. In that place, we do not see it. We do not see that shining example or replica in a living form in that particular place. The place where Moreno Rabbeinu Zal achieved his greatest Harbotzes HaTorah, although it was Eretz Shinar, and so to speak, to paraphrase it, although it was in Litta, the traditional Litta of daily Yisrael of the great yeshivas, of the great luminaries of Torah, where Hora of Yolda, where literally he was formed in that crucible of spiritual perfection. But it was, to paraphrase it, the Eretz Tzvi, in another country, in the United States of America, in America, where Gidlor Sashur, where the gigantic intellectual prowess of Torah that he had and that he possessed achieved its highest effect, its highest influence to not just hundreds, but to thousands of Talmidim. So, Oy no la lakos, woe is, and the context there is the city of Tveria where Reb Zeira was. But Ayin Ha law refers to several kehillos, communities, institutions, and organizations here, especially in this country. I know law yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzhak Elkanah. In the yeshiva, where we as both the students, the Talmidim, and later the Mesmachim, literally sat at his feet, we were amazed and we literally were enthralled at the structure of shiurim, which some of my colleagues used to say they were a symphony that had a harmony that fitted together. And we, as the Talmidim, could not be called the total players in that orchestration of Torah intellect. We had something to do with it, but the master director, the conductor, was Moreno the Rabbeinu Zal. I know law yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzhak Elkanah. And I know law. The law means to that particular place, whether to the community of Boston for so many years, the tremendous influence of Torah. And especially, I remember when I was a rav in Providence, not too far from Boston, where hundreds from the surrounding towns and cities, not only from Boston, used to make sure, especially in the winter months, to attend the shir of the Chevra Shas HaKlolos. I know law, the Kehillas Boston. I know law, Kehillas New York, whether it was Maria or any of the other public functions where the Rav appeared, where the dynamic exercise of both his Torah and intellectual intellect was able to hold literally in a, what we would call in Yiddish, the Zauberkraft, the charismatic presentation of the joining of the depth of Torah and the vast reaches of understanding, whether of philosophy or of science, that were woven into the structure of these presentations that lasted many times for hours on end. And I know law, the Stadlus Abonim de America, the Rabbinical Council of America, that for so many years looked upon the Rav not just as the chairman of a halakhic commission, but as the Rav and Pesach and Meir Derech, the person who was able to understand aspects of advice, of dealings with community, of different movements, whether they had to do here or in Eretz Yisrael. And Ein Olah Hatnua Hatzi'eni Hadotit, the movement of religious Zionism, which the Rav expanded and broadened its views to accept a worldview towards the Medinas Yisrael, which he looked with favor and with a positive aspect, although at the same time reserving, as any Torah-thinking Jew, the possibility of constructive criticism. His tremendous expressions of support and his analyses of the singularity of Eretz Yisrael, which was published in a separate pamphlet, in a separate essay, did much to organize and to stabilize the support.
This is the third hostage that I am delivering. The first hostage I delivered at the funeral in the Manides in Boston. That hostage was an emotional hostage. It was not an intellectual evaluation of my great brother. The reason being that the novel, at that moment, I wasn't even a novel. I was an Einin. I was also a mitzvah. I was also become a Torah. How could I deliver intellectual hesed when I'm not allowed even to be in the heart of the Torah? It was an emotional hesed, and it emanated from my heart, like a reflex. The second hesed I delivered last Tuesday. Agulis Rabban, the Shorosh Emira Seminar, which is very, has a very small shul in the capacity of 300 people, but still, I was told there were about 800 people standing outside in the streets at the hospital. This is a third hesed. And there shouldn't be any more hesed, because even without Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah says, Vayikmu dinei tzvi eidel Moshe. One should not give hesed beyond shlosh yom. But the hesed I'm going to give now will be the same as the hesed I delivered in Boston at the funeral. Now, Yalkut Shemeini, at the end of Mishle, says, Heichona Chochma Mitzvah. Where is the source of Chochma, of wisdom? Rabbi Lezer Eimer, Rabbi Lezer Ben Hukne says, believe in the heart. The heart is the source of wisdom. Yeshua Eimer, the Reish, the brain is the source of wisdom. If you ask a little child in kindergarten, who is 4 years old, where is the source of wisdom? It will immediately tell you, of course, the brain. The heart pumps the blood, but the source of wisdom is the brain. So is it conceivable that Kadreza Ben Hurkinet, the great Tanya, didn't know what the little child of four knows today? But the answer is, there are two kinds of wisdom. There is the wisdom of the brain, mathematics, philosophy, science, are all emanate from the brain. When Newton discovered the law of gravitation, he exercised, he had recourse to the wisdom of the brain. But that's the logic of the mind. But there is another wisdom, which is just as valuable. Logic of the heart. And logic of the heart, the Chiddush HaRavi says in the Hakdamah, has no limits. So the machlokes between the Rezer and the Yeshua is, which wisdom is more important? Of course, logic of the heart also emanates from the brain. But you can feel it in the heartbeat. When a person is overtaken by profound sensation of grief, or inversely, when a person is overtaken by an intense sensation of joy, so there you can detect it in the heartbeat, in the pulse. So the question arose before the Chachamim, which wisdom is more valuable? So Abraza said, grave. And Yeshua said, grave. Eilu veilu divrei kimchai. By kol machlei kesin chazak. It all depends. If it's in connection with the chivis or yivoli, as the chivis Arvobis points out, so then of course, if you want to explain the dinim of an atosmul office, so we have to exercise the logic of the brain, logic of the mind. But if you want to discuss the essence of Chavis HaRovis, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Avas Yisrael, Avas HaGvir, then you cannot explain it, all the details of Chavis HaRovis, through the written word, through logic of the mind. And the halacha is that when one writes a parasha of Shira, in the Torah we have two kinds of parashas, non-Shira parashas. Most of the parashas in the Torah are non-Shira, are prosaic, divinely prosaic parashas. But then there are two parashas of Shira, poetic, divinely poetic parashas. Because Yoshi Hazinu, so Oriach al Babel Reino, the Gemara says in the it has to be written in the form of half a brick on top of a whole brick. The width of the whole brick is 3 tefachim. The width of heavy weight is detected from earth. So Rashi explains it with a blank space between one shura and the other is double the written shura. In a prosaic shura, by roughly, we have to leave a little bit of blank space, enough so that the ACS in the bottom shura will not touch the ACS of the upper shura, because it has to be looked real. But in Shira, it has to be double. What does it mean? You cannot express in written words the dealing of Havas Hashem. The Rambam has 34 Kinnuch HaShabbos discussing the dealing of Shabbos. But Havas Hashem, just 2 halachas in the Sigurat here. The rest has to be understood intuitively, through the logic of the heart. But of course the logic of the heart has to be predicated and based upon the Torah. So it's really the same as in Levaya, I was not allowed to be Mahar with the Torah, so it was an emotional hester and be terminated from my heart, like a reflex. Now, after flinching, so it's an intellectual evaluation of my father. Now the Chachomim were misaki, Aviles of Shiva and Aviles of flinching. There is an essential difference in that between the Aviles of Shiva, like the Chitze, Siche, Nersa Sandal, Talmud Torah, only in the Averis of Shreishim, by deals with his payoff. Averis of Shiva represent a total nervous breakdown of the person, of the other. Not that Chazal or Misaki, that he should become insane, but Chazal or Misaki, that the person and novel in the course of Shiva should act out a total nervous breakdown. Now the Braising Chavir says, Izo Sheite, what are the symptoms of the Sheite, of an insane person? Hamikara as Kshuse, Hamabit Mashene Isnore, the Aron Bidusakas. When Rathaim, in 19, I think it was, in 1912, he visited in Petersburg the Secretary of Education, the Minister of Education, and he was together with the Freilich, the previous Rabbi, and with Yitzchok, the Chaim Livrache, and the Secretary of Education was a very cultured person. And he recognized in Rav Chaim's face that he was a towering personality. So he asked Rav Chaim, and there was an interpreter, how is it that Talmud mentions only three symptoms of insanity? We know there are many more symptoms of insanity. So Rav Chaim responded, these three symptoms reflect a certain type of insanity. Hamikara Sute means that he tears his body. He's so insane that he doesn't care for his appearance. And he's ready to wear a beged kavod. Hamavit Mashen Yisnevei. He doesn't care for his possessions, for his good. And then Harun Bishakvot symbolizes another type of insanity, of depression, of being willing to be alone, isolated from the world. During Shiva, a novel is mechuyev to be an actor and act out total insanity. During Shleishim, also deals with his chaos and the contrary. He cannot act out insanity. He has to be fully alert and observe intellectual mind, not emotional mind. So this will be an intellectual evaluation of my brother-in-law. Now, I want to explain one Gemara and the gist of two Mamori of my brother, Isha Aloche and Isha Amuna, the man about the halachic personality and the man of faith. First the Gemara. In Shabbos, Daf Kufi Beis, Omar Rav Zeira, Mishen Rove, Deirim Tzak, Imo Rishenim, Kinalachi Ashores, Onu Kidniyot, Imo Rishenim Kidniyot, Onu Kichameir. If our predecessors, our daily of the day of Oba, are to be considered like angels. So then we can aspire to be at least human beings. But if for the shaming, Kine Yodam, if our predecessors, the Bill and the Bill Roba, are human beings, then we are Tichameirim like donkeys, and not even like donkeys of the Pinchas and Yoriel, who intuitively refuse to eat man, but lower level donkeys. What's the pshat? If it should eat, it appears like a thief. Rabzir had this topic. He didn't know whether the Rishonim or our Rebbeim B'Dira Ova were on the level of angels. Then we are human beings, or the Rishonim were human beings, so then we can only aspire to be lower level done. That is that. Such an abai even. But I think the chat is very simple. Modern youngsters have, even devoted children, having this day, an intuitive this day, and contempt for their parents. A young boy of 10 will call his father, who is 30, my old man. Why is an old man? Because the old man is a nickname for somebody who is not as progressive as he is. Because he knows so much more. He knows about philosophy, about science, physics, chemistry, biology. What does the old man know? He knows very little. So, and this is at the core of all the tragedies that we face today with homosexuality and drug addicts, because the young generation revolts against the Rebbeinu Shalom, against tradition, and against parents. We consider them old-fashioned. So Rav Zira says, if the deceased Rebbeim of ours are considered like Malach HaShoros, it's an exaggeration. Of course it's not true. My father had a very high opinion of his father of Chaim. But my father knew that Rav Chaim was not on the level of an angel. Who is on the level of an angel? Rav Chaim Volozhiner is the only Talmid who in the Akdome to the Goyim's Peirush in Safed Shmirsi, he wrote, Moiri the Rabbi Hagoyin Achosid Rebbe Yoh, Roish Alamalach Alekin, but we don't find it by any other Talmud when he talks about his Rebbe that he was on the level of the Malach. It's an exaggeration, but we have to exaggerate. If in our imagination we imagine that out my father, my Rebbe, was on the level of an angel. I know it's not true, but the power of imagination will give to aspire towards the level of a human being, upper level human being. But if I don't consider in my imagination my father as being an angel, then the most I can aspire is to be lower level donkey. And this is what happens today with all the problems. So at best, the young generation may aspire to become lower level donkeys and not men. But that, when the question arises, why do we, Chazal say, Pein tzaddikim b'misosom yeisam l'chayim? Why misosom? Why not b'chayim? The answer is, if we can, we consider that on the level of an angel, how can he make progress in Torah? After all, Chazal say, Habitri olamadishi mirabei sai, v'yeise amichavei rai, umitalmida yoisha mikolai. So that means in real time, is a Rebbe of the Rebbe. And he has to be a Chava of the Rebbe and a Rebbe of the Talmud. So, how can it be done? If the Talmud, no matter how great he is, if he considers in the lifetime his Rebbe as an angel, so then he cannot argue the Rebbe. He cannot have a chabruse with the Malach. It's psychologically impossible to have the Malach as a chabruse. Because spiritual chaveri means one chava says one thing and I rebut it. And then we come to the right conclusion. But if the Talmud considers in the lifetime the Rebbe as his Talmud, Rabbi Ishein Murek, there cannot be any Pirkei Chaver, and without Pirkei Chaverim, the Mishnah in the sixth Perek, in order says that you cannot acquire Torah. So that's why Chazal say, Pirkei Tzadikim Mitzosom, Yisam Chaverim, Mitzosom, there cannot be any Pirkei Chaverim. Then he has to conjure up in his imagination this astronomical exaggeration that his Rebbe was on the level of Malach. He doesn't have to argue with it. So he has to entertain in his heart that he is the king of the Rebbe. Now the Rambam says in Perkei, מיוחס תמותיה הלוך ידגימו התלמידים מייסיפים חוכמה שרב ומאחיבים ליבי אומרו חכמים הבי ומליצי מרבי ישן וייסי המחווי רב ומתלמיד הייס המקלו וכישן שיצקותם מדלית יצגודו כך תלמיד גודל מחדית is Chochmas Rav, Umeitzi v'chifusei Chochmanutor. But that can be done only by Misasa. It's psychological. It cannot be done by Chayim. Now the next Nikudei that I'm going to discuss, my brother published Halochi Svarim and Ashpot. Sure, but there are two Gemara, Ish Halacha and Ish Amunah, and these are outstanding Gemara. I suggest to every Talmud that he should read these two Gemara in depth and analyze it, and not apply them to a philosophic approach. Now, to my regret, many of my brothers family try to apply them to a philosophic approach, and they read into these two memories things that we all are writing of my father. Now, briefly, in the Ish Halachi Manla, my brother discusses the Mosaicne of the Torah personality. And whom does he mention as the prototype of the Torah personality? Reb Chaim Liska. In the Isha Emuna, he discusses the approach of the man of faith personality. And whom does he mention as the prototype of the Isha Emuna? My other grandfather, Hevayet Huzit. Many of the Talmudim think that my father meant Chas V'Shalom, that Reb Chaim was a Ish Halacha and not an Ish Emuna. And Reb Elif Huzina was an Ish Emuna and not an Ish Halacha. That's sheer nonsense. Pure and simple. Reb Chaim was an Ish Emuna as much as Reb Elif Huzina. And Reb Elif Huzina, the author of Halichas Eliyahu, so was an Ish Halacha as much as Reb Chaim. But the question, but there is a Hasidic word. There are two great Hasidic rabbis, contemporaries. Reb Mendel and Babisher, the Sinatelek, after whom the present rabbi should have been first named, his name, and Reb Mendel Kotzka. So Reb Mendel and Babisher was once asked, what's the difference between his approach and Chassidus and Ashoke and Reb Mendel Kotzka's approach? So Reb Mendel Lubavitcher said, Reb Mendel Kotzka started from the heart and he went toward the brain, and I started from the brain and I went to the heart. At one point, we crossed each other. But Reb Mendel Kotzka moved away farther from the brain, and I moved away farther from the heart. This is a very ingenious evaluation of the difference between Reb Mendel Kotzka's approach and Reb Mendel Lubavitcher's approach. Reb Chaim Liska was the Ish Halacha. Now I want to say, Reb Chaim Liska was the descendant of Reb Chaim Liska. He was a great, great grandson of Reb Chaim Liska. Reb Chaim Liska had three rabbis. One was the Goyim. The other rabbi was the Shabbatai, and the third rabbi was Reb Chaim Hamburger, the Nechavar of Charles Yitzchides, the Shabbatim. The Shabbatai was exclusively an Ish Halacha personality, but he was an Ish Emuna through the Halacha. Reb Chaim Hamburger was exclusively an Ish Emuna personality. But the Ish Halacha developed from the Ish Emuna. The Goyim was both. On one hand, the Goyim wrote Hagoyis, and Shas, and Shachnor, and Rambam, and every Hagoye is saturated with so much wisdom and halachic analysis. On the other hand, he wrote Shlom and Kabbalah and supported Shmuel. The Shagasari never mentions the Zohar. Never. Only Allah. But he comes to the same conclusion, saying that the full Hamburger was primarily an Ish Emuna. But he mentioned Zohar, Sefer Yetzirah, Tzachodetzvoyeh. The Goyen was a combination of both. The Chaim Voloshinel was a combination of both. The Bishalevi was a combination of both. He followed up the tradition of his great, great grandfather. And the Chaim was a doctor absorbed. I don't know whether to the genes, I don't know why, but he absorbed the Derech of the Shabbat. But he developed a whole philosophy, if I'm allowed to use that term, of Ishamur. Now, my brother, in his minor Ishayach, mentions that my father too was primarily, exclusively of it, Ishayach. My father never looked into the mirror. Never. We had a mirror look in the house, he never looked into it. But Chaim was the same way. But the Bishalevi mentions constantly Kabbalah. Now, my father in Ishaloche mentions this story about my father, that my father, there were years when my father used to daven in the Samedra Shagodu at Washington Heights in 1750, because the Shibe was too far away. We lived at first on 435 Fort Washington Avenue, corner 180th Street. It was too much of a distance to walk to Yeshiva Sabbath, 186, corner Amsterdam Avenue. So the Rav at that time was Rav Mordechai Shifatovitz, Olo Basholi. He was a brother-in-law of Rav Gudeman Zichronovitz. So he was the Misadarat kid. The Baltikea was an unusual person. Rabbi Avrom Ladin, a money Balmisuri, who had one daughter, and she was a money, and she had one child. Only she had heart trouble. So when he was the Baltikea, so before the tears, when he said, Lamatea, so he started to shed tears. And my father was afraid that his crying will interfere with the tears and with the fulfillment of the mitzvah by the whole congregation. So Esther Bavon Ravi had his colors over his head, saying, Lam Natsaya Bindinis Nizmashia. Then he was crying. So my father said, Ravon, then the rest matze, Pesa Golanach, then the Rechazel. So he was amazed. He says, Rebbe, I brought the moon. Put the tiny mitzvah of the Arab Tichon Matzis. He was a Yadin, he was not an ignorant person. So my father said, Tfiya Shefer is Punta Zamitzve, Yachas Matzi. The Avenger, Bishasaras Matzi, Tonton Mishlene, Bishasabloshit. And when you're so difficult, Pachard, Adarad, Oshishono, my Eltazir, you can see, the Dagnu Musaf, Shabbos and Yonkis, the Tagizim Taichim Pram, he used to shed tears, and we used to put rags near the dinner so that no one would sweat. But Rosh Hashanah didn't cry because of the perfect mechanism, how difficult Ich halt was, hab ich her, ein. So then, there's the story that he tells. There is another story that my father does not mention. In Mishaloche, to point out the unique characteristics of my father's friend Bloch, is in Mishaloche. What I'll mention to you, with the same person, of Avon Rabbi. Of Avon Rabbi, 2 years before my father's funeral, in Tov Reish Tzadiktet, came to my father's house, and he said, Rabbi, I have given my doctor, the doctor of my result, as a nurse in Kenneth Levin. Zweyor, of the Nanish, but in all capability, in Stanley, there is Levin Nanish, Etlach HaKadosh. But it knows the doctor said, the doctor said, I'll be able to eat 2 years. So, I think we have been about Yisurim in the Chod, in Tochta, in Kaneinuku, in Diva, in Almone, in the Shreima Tzavu, where they feel as old me. So we need to Shreima Tzavu. So my father heard Tzavu, was written in Tzavu, is old Alad Moshiach. So one Rabbi said, the doctor Zogt has my heart, is in dancing, damaged, and the problem now is living, the Eklat HaKadoshi that knows 2 years. So my father said, Yerati, Yerati, Mikan, Shemos, Matiro, Rishus, Reifi, Yerati. But the Torah did not give Rishus to the biggest doctor to say that his days are numbered. And if he says something like that to a tailor, so that shows that he's not in the doctor. And you have to consult another doctor. So he don't let me share. So my Ram Rabbi said, Rabbi, you did not have to say, I said, I don't let me share. So my father said, what do you think? I wish you had seen the Sharadet. At that time, Rabbon Rabbi was 78 years old, and my father was 59 years old. And I am not a Hasidim Snagit, but you know how old he was. About when Rabbi passed away, his daughter was an old woman, and his granddaughter was married, and a middle-aged woman, happily married. He was 113 years old. How did it happen? It happened right. Because 2 years later, so the pace Maycare was invented. Now the first one upon whom the pacemaker operation was performed was the father-in-law, Rav Shomtov, of Rabbi Meshulam's father. So that was shown. Years later, I watched it on television, how it was performed. And the second pacemaker operation was performed upon Avon Rabbi. And because of that, he was 113 years old. Why he didn't was in Zeifer to be a Mashiach, I don't know, Tzibut Kash. But I am Snagit. I don't meditate upon these questions. I am not a Hasid. So that also shows my father's Mishaloch. He didn't want to think of death. Why didn't he want to think of this? Why not? because my father used to say in the name of Rav Chaim that when somebody wished him is a club, 100 pounds were Rav Chaim settling, there's until the Allah be rising. He was in the Amchol in Soya. He's a power fairy. So this man said, but so how should I wish? He said, I'd be a Sagoa. Nun kaum mit Menschen an anderen Menschen. 120 Jahre. Because ich war hin, hat sich nie erlaubt. So, in no way, that was also a kind of aspect as a Mishalach, not as a Mishalach. Now, my brother in the Mishalach, this tells the story about the Chaim, how he risked his life to save the life of a Buddhist, Arab in Kippur, and he didn't allow the Anshi Akira to go home to the supermarket in order to save a stupid youngster. That was in 1901. My father saw it. He told me the story. Everybody knows of the story. So in 1901, so a young Buddhist in the presence of a group of South soldiers shot an effigy, the Tsar. The soldiers reported that to the mayor of Brisk, and that was seen without the impact. When the Buddhist shot the Tsar in effigy, and then the mayor sentenced him to be shot on the day of the meeting. So then there was one man who was Ibn Baiz and Rav Chaim's own, and he was also very close to the mayor. So he came to Rav Chaim, and he told Rav Chaim that the mayor confidentially told him that if the Kehila of Brisk will give him 3,000 rubles, so then he'll give him a release and he'll tell the Buddhists to leave town and he will not be shot. So Rav Chaim called the meeting of the Anshi Akor. The secretary of the Kehila in Brisk was the father of Nachum Begin. Begin, he was the secretary. Rav Chaim said that we have to give 3,000 rubles to the mayor of Brisk as a vow, Sheikha, in order to save the life the young Buddhist. So Rav Begin said, Rebbe, das Tier ist auch doch, und die Alte Ordnung hat er gehabt. Let him be shot, this Buddhist. So Chaim said to him, the blade, the Alte Ordnung hat er gehabt, the teacher, I think in them in the Sanhedrin, but then a big one is, or the God Buddhist, or the Sanhedrin is being a big one is. Oh, I take it well. But then the other Anshi Akira, who were not affiliated with the Zionist organization, and not with the Mizrahi, in those days there was no Mizrahi. But, and there was no Abudus in Israel either. So, but they were Anshi Teo Balabati, who learned the Dafayomi every day before Belubina Rav Ramiya Shapiro started Rafayomi. So they said to Rav Chaim, one of them was the Baki Bishas, said to Rav Chaim, Ich verstehe nicht im Rav, die Preise sagt doch, als sie mir reden, nur mal um am Mumalach. And this Bundes was accustomed every Shabbos morning at 7 o'clock, when Rav Chaim was accustomed to leave the house to go to davening shul, to stand near Rav Chaim's door and smoke cigarettes to show Rav Chaim, the Rav of faith, that he doesn't have a regard for the Issa of Shabbos. Imuel Hachis and the Rav Talant, Yozor Abegen, Yeda Groshi, Yeda Rudu, was the Kilohot. The Kilohot Lamit, 3,050 Kobo, the Vavadon, 3,200, if one woman had yelled. So Rav Chaim said to that man, he said, there's often a little in my life, so that she can watch us. And the Buddha Tama says that Meridian Maun can be done only by Bill Ago, by Hochmo, and Venu Mado, the Achashayago believes that this drastic measure of not saving the new Achis is indispensable in order to save Paul Israel from Hetzer El Nino. But today, when the Rabbinian Rabbinian of Paul Israel, unfortunately, is not Shem Mises, so Ein Buddhistnera, Ein Buddhistnerika, es macht uns Unterschied. Es macht uns Unterschied. Und mit Hachom Rachmanis, auf dem narischen Bundes. All right, they didn't pay attention. They didn't submit to the contract. All the Anshei HaKilah, not only the secretary, they begged. All of them. They did not submit. So what did the Chaim do? Erev Yom Kippur, Mincha time, he came to the shul and he said, right at the mincha, he said, no one can go home to Yisrael HaTzedek until the Anshei HaKilah will go with me to the office of the Kehillah and they'll pay the 3,000 rubles and then they'll go with me to the mayor and get a release. And everybody should remain here in shul. We had no other prayer. We had to go. So then they got the 3,000 rubles. They gave it to the mayor, and the mayor gave them a release, and then they gave the release to the Bundes, and they told them to disappear. Then the Chaim came to the shul. It was half an hour before Kolindreich, he said, it's the attention, Zom Philosoph. But this is the such things had happened in the days of Rav Chaim. Then, the days of Rav Chaim, there was no problem in Snatcher. So Rav Chaim would have done the same thing. But Rav Chaim developed the concept of Ashkofe of Isha Emunah from the point of Allah. And Rebele developed the prototype of Isha Allah from the perspective of Ish, Isha Allah from the perspective of Ish Koemunah. Like Mendele Katzke, and the time was like Mendele Katzke. Now, I just want to conclude with one thing. To the Talmud of my father, there are thousands of Talmud. In Chicago, we only had a few. But in New York, all over the United States, we probably had hundreds of points and through the hashpoyot of these Tamil songs, there are tens of thousands of Balabasim, as our sister machine to say, who are influenced by my father's hashkofes. So I saw in a certain journal that Journal X, I won't mention the name, and the editor of Journal X had an interview with a modern rabbi. We'll call him Rabbi X because his name is not important. I happen to know him. He's a gentleman and is a personal friend of mine. Has to show him. I should mention his name. But he, in an interview when he was interrogated by the editor of Journal X, he said that the Rav was iconoclastic scholar. Fancy word, iconoclastic. But that's one of the problems of the life of some other rabbis. When they speak, they use fancy words that you have to use big Webster's in order to know the meaning of the words. President Clinton is certainly an important man, and when he speaks a plain English, correct English, without fancy words. And some other rabbis, present company excluded, of course, so they like to use fancy words. Now, I know what iconoclastic, I'm also a modern rabbi, so I know the term, sometimes I use it, iconoclastic. But when I saw that, I had the impression that iconoclastic is a combination of two Greek words. Icono means spiritual, venerated image, and plastic means destroyer. So iconoclastic scholar means somebody who has the audacity to destroy spiritual images, religious images, and that's an alazam. What I'm done with Hashem's. He just wanted to show that he has a sophisticated vocabulary. He probably didn't know what iconoclastic means. And then he said that the Rav's approach to halacha was unique. He doesn't mention Reb Chaim Brisker. He doesn't mention Reb Chaim Lozner. He doesn't mention the Goyen. He just said that the Rav introduced a new approach to halacha. He took the halacha and he reworked it and he reinterpreted it. And then he was massive against the Shulchan Aruch itself. Shem Shemayim, what I'm done with Habsburg. He probably meant that the Rav sometimes passed him. Not like the Mechaber, because the Shach and the Taz and the Bor Rochelchen. Well, that's not what he said. He said he was massive many times he had courage to disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, not to disagree with the Mechaber. He was machria like the Shach, like the Gor. And then he says the Rav did what no one else did, could. He took halacha and worked it, reworked it, and reinterpreted it with the benefit of secular knowledge. He created a whole new approach to halacha, not word of a pan-Semitical approach, not word about Shabbosai, about Goyim, but from Hamburg. What is the matter with these stories? So I think, and I'm done with Hashkus, they want to make an impression upon the media. They want that the Rebbe that the Hof should be appreciated by the media as well. Well, that's not the Hof. That's not the Hof I knew him. I just want to conclude with one gemara in Misach Shabbos, Daf Tvot. Omar Rav Chiya Barabi, Omar Rav Yechanan, Echod Mirachim Shemeis, Nidagu Kol HaChavo, if one of the brothers passes Nifter, so all the brothers have to be apprehended. Echod Mechavo Shemeis, Nidagu Kol HaChavo, if one of the Chavo of the group so dies, so all the members of that group have to be apprehended. Ike de Amre, the Kotin, the Ike de Amre, because some say that it applies to Nach Kotin, who dies, to the other brothers who are burying him, then he should be apprehended, and when the youngest, the junior member of the Chavura dies, so the senior member should be appointed. He could answer inversely. Now, of course, in regard to my brother, is the Godel Aachen, Jewish and Sotik, and I am the Ktan Aachen. I mean, in tears and in stature, I am the Ktan Aachen. And I am the Kotin Sheb Chavura too. But I am the only one of my brother's family who comes within both sectors. I am the only surviving brother of the Yeshiva. What does it mean? Echad Me'achim Shemeis and Echad Me'chabur Shemeis. Achim represent a group of people who had the same deadline, but not necessarily the same program. You might have two twin brothers, and one brother turns out to be Rogi Rosh Hashiva, and the other brother turns out to be a businessman, or even a non-observant Jew. So Chavura represents a group of people who have the same foreground, but not necessarily the same background. I happen to be the only one who had the same background. I remember my brother Yisrael Be'er. I'm 76 years old, and I remember him since I was 4 years old. I remember when, on my birthday, youth year. So, when I got up in the morning, so I was 4 years old, so my brother Bell, we called him Bell, you know, said, Agale, Mishtokhin Agodolista, fear you out. So I have been Echod Minachim for 72 years. No one else of this family can boast of that. And I am Echad Mechavro. And I was first the Talmud of my father, then I was in the shir of my brother, Yisrael Be'er, for 4 years. And as I was in the shir of my brother, Yisrael Be'er, he became my chavrusa, and he discussed the shiurim with me. And sometimes I became, to a certain extent, his rabbi too, because he found me a nice and a poor. So I am saying that all this nonsense that is mentioned by people that my brother created a new approach in Aloha with the aid of secular wisdom, it's cause of the shekha. Cause Rosa Bishaka, not 99.999, but 100% Rosa Bishaka. My brother was not in Akil. He was never fastened against the Shulchan Aruch, and if he did fasten against the Shite of the Mechabea, the same father of Eise, so it was because that was the Masere from Reb Chaim Vorozhena. So he was made from Tachotel of Eise. My brother was a big Machmir. And when they say that my brother deviated from the tradition of his ancestors in becoming the Zionist and in fighting the Avude, it's also because of the Sheker. I want to state now the record, even though it is not mentioned by the Avude people. But my brother, that is, can be documented, was the co-founder of Avude Sishon in America, when Reb Chaneza, the family brother, was in there. So then Reb Lezer Silver invited my brother to be the hashtag of Reb Chaneza. And my brother, together with Reb Lezer Silver, founded Avude. It's true that when Reb Meir Bar Ilan came here, he was mashpia upon his brother to become affiliated with Mizrahi. And he was affiliated with Mizrahi for a few years, but after a few years, when Yehuda the Hestet over the Briskarov, was opposed to the Heichal Shleimei, and everybody couldn't understand why does he object against the nice building. So my brother said, Libe be Yoda Mashi Libe. He wasn't opposed to nice building, but he felt that if the Hechashwini is built, so that will be the first step towards reviving the Sanhedrin, and that he was opposed to. All right, easy for you.
What's the step going to do? It's a step going down. Standing for the memorial prayer. The Talmid and Musmach of the Rav Zatzal taught and inspired and influenced and challenged by him. I appreciate this privilege of one last little kesher. Rav Malei Rachamim Shochein Bamromim Hametzei Menucha Nechona Tachat Kanfei Hashchina Demalot Kedoshim Torim Kezoharak Yam Azirim Et Nishmat Moreinu Verabeinu Hagaon HaRav Yosef Dov Ben Agon Harav Moshe Halevi, Shalach L'Olamo, Bavur, Shanach Nodim Yitzdaka, V'yadot Zvarat Nishmato, V'gan Eiden Tein Rukato. Lachain Bala Rachamim, Yastirei Hubesete Knafav L'Olamim, Yitzor V'yitzor Chaim, Et Nishmato, Adonai unachlato yanuach ishalom al mishkavo v'nomar amen. he's Zichrei Bogel, who you not know this one, Nessa, and this could be Gula Shlema Bikorit.
Amen.